He loved life. He loved to be around friends. He loved to be the one who is known the best, friends with multiple people, multiple nationalities. Didn't matter. He just loved life and loved people. He played basketball. He played baseball. He played football. He was a child who loved to do multiple things. So he had a lot of stuff going on in his life. He had plans, he had goals, he had visions, he had dreams, you know. He would be at church doing the prayers in front of 2,000 and 3,000 people. You know, he would say scripture, he would sing. He just was full of life. You know, he had a personality where if you needed help and he could help you, he would help you. He was that, just that type of young man. And so every time I think about Oscar, I think about all the times that he has tried to help others. The night that he was shot and killed, he was trying to help his friend. He didn't like how his friend was being treated by the officer, and Oscar ended up losing his life that night. Had that officer who hit Oscar and who did his takedown move and who was pointing his taser at everybody and cussing everybody out, had he had some self-control, maybe Oscar would still be alive, you know. Justice has not been served, and I'm sure that it will not be served on this side of the earth because our judicial system is not set up for people of color. So I just look at that and I look at Oscar's life, how even with him being gone, he's still making an impact on society many different ways, you know. And what happened with Oscar was really a start of a movement showing the injustices that African-American face as a people of color. There was, I think, 7 different videos from 7 different nationalities. It was amazing, let me tell you. From that point on, when those people saw Oscar lying on that ground, and they saw that officer stand up and shoot and kill him, they became like our families. It's not easier to deal with the loss, but it's easier to deal with the system because you have that support from outside. And so I would say that to families who have lost their loved ones, number one, that you're not alone, that the community supports you. And when they're dealing with what has happened, to make sure that they continue to say their child's name. Because sometimes if the name doesn't get in the media, the parents have to be the one to insist that it get there. Don't give up. 11 years later and I'm still fighting. You can't give up no matter what it seems like, no matter how hard it may be. There'll be days when you don't even feel like getting out of the bed, but keep pressing, because if you don't, they'll just let it all die out and your son will just be another name that nobody knows.